You know, I thought we had another very good practice. The players had good energy and, you know, getting ready for a very important game. I thought it was a good step forward today.
Could you tell us if there was a bad breath?
I'll tell you, this group practices well, really, honest to God. The guys come out here and have a workmanlike attitude. And, you know, certainly there's mistakes, but overall, the team practices well.
Coach, you see a little more jump in everybody's step when you know you're playing for something in the last month of the season. You see a little difference with players?
Yeah, I think the energy's been very good. As I mentioned, Joe, on the field today, the energy's been good. You know, we talked about, you know, the month of December. It's important to play your best football of the year. We've actually, you know, trimmed down the schedule a little bit in terms of the meeting times a little bit less, the on-the-fields a little bit less. So every single, you know, we've told the players every single rep counts, every minute we're out here. And I think they've, you know, embraced that thinking and they've gone out here and practiced hard. And I think they're excited about the ball game on Sunday.
So do you view this as a playoff atmosphere game this Sunday? I know that's what Robert said earlier.
Well, you know, again, I think the whole thought process for us is we've told our team yesterday when we really gathered and began our preparation for this game that our expectation is we're going to have to play our best game of the year. You know, it's going to be December 8th, I believe, and you have to play your best football in December. And, you know, when we talk about consistency and building off of what we did last week, and it's a very, very important game.
So you guys are something like a dip, I think, back to the sacks. You haven't had a ton.
Yeah. Well, it speaks volumes of the guys that we have. I mean, I think, you know, Kevin Coyle, our whole entire defensive staff, have done a good job putting the players in a position to be successful. These guys are the defensive linemen, the linebackers are a hard-working group of guys. And, you know, it's nice to see, you know, I think last week we had Meese had one, you know, Vernon had some. Yeah, we got good pressure. Wake certainly helped force a couple. So it's been a, you know, collective effort by the entire defensive guys, and I don't think anybody's really, you know, I think everybody ribs everybody, but I don't think, you know, I think as long as we get the quarterback on the ground, I don't think anybody really cares who gets it.
How nice to see a guy like Vernon get player of the week, especially a guy that maybe around the league isn't really known yet, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's well deserving. He's one of these guys that enjoys the games. He competes very, very hard. He comes out in the field and doesn't say a whole lot, just works hard, and he's made a nice contribution. Yeah, I like it. You know, he's clearly playing better. I mean, I think is, you know, you can look on a piece of paper and say he's playing better, but I think overall, I just think he has more command of the offense. I think his decision making is improved, and you know, this is an important, you know, game for everybody, our entire football team, and you know, it's going to be important for us to play our best football here Sunday, and he's part of that. But yeah, I think he's making nice progress.
What would you like to see from Ryan in these last four games? A specific improvement? I mean, third down efficiency, fourth quarter efficiency?
You know, the same three things we all, I think I've said day one about a quarterback who's going to play for the Miami Dolphins. Number one is decision making. Number two is accuracy when he decides to throw the football. And number three is, you know, playmaking at critical times. I mean, those are, in my mind, those are the three most important attributes of quarterback play at any level of football. And, so that hasn't changed, and it's not going to change. Yeah, we've had our share of sacks that have occurred with we've had three-man rushes. We've had four-man rushes. You know, sometimes we get there with pressure that we dial up, but, you know, good defensive football, it's all tied together. And, you know, one guy can't do it on his own. And so if there are guys that are wide open, as you're mentioning, the quarterback's going to get the ball out fast. And so I think, you know, it's certainly a credit to the secondary as well.
Coach Ben Roethlisberger looks to be one of those quarterbacks that keeps plays alive. You think you got him, he bounces back, and he's always looking down the field for the huge play. What's a pass rush need to do when you play against a guy that's got such a track record of being able to do that?
Yeah, well, if you get your hands on him, you got to get him to the ground, number one. And that's so you can't – he's a big man. It's hard to leave your feet and get your arms around him and bring him to the ground. So you got to keep your feet up underneath you when you're attempting to sack Roethlisberger. That's number one. And number two, as you mentioned, I mean, he's got that innate awareness that makes it a challenge. But the other thing we got to do is we got to have good push up in the middle and discipline on the edges. You know, we can't do a lot of freelancing. We're certainly still going to do our twists and our games and those type of things. But within that, we're going to have to be very, very disciplined. I mean, I think the way they get the ball out, he's done probably a better job at any point in his career of getting the ball out fast. And we're going to have to do an exceptional job in our discipline and our rush, and we're going to have to do a great job tackling in open field on Sunday.
We saw a pick out of LRB on Sunday. Are you satisfied with what he's gotten out of this trip, particularly with the impact plays?
Yeah, I like the way he's playing the game. I love the way he practices. He's getting better and better command of the defense, quicker to make the adjustments and the communication that he has to make. And he plays the game. He plays fast. And he plays hard. So, I'm glad we have him. I like what he's doing. You know, I think his play speed's good. You know, I think it's consistent. You know, it's just run or pass. He kind of plays the same way, same type of play speed. And I think it's been a benefit.
Joe, you don't hear so much about Troy Polamalu as you used to a few years ago, but he did win defensive player of the week a couple weeks ago. What do you see from him?
Man, he's impressive to watch. I mean, you have to be aware of where this player is, and they do an excellent job, their staff. I mean, they'll play him as a deep safety, they'll play him as a box safety, they'll play him as a linebacker. They'll literally mug him in the gap and have him take on offensive linemen. I mean, that's how versatile this guy is. So I see the same type of player that I used to game plan against 3 or 4 years ago. I mean, he's outstanding. You know, I didn't study him as much back then. You know, I saw him, history was back in 2001 and 2002 at Miami of Ohio, and I thought this guy was going to be, not to take any credit or that I'm a personnel guru, but he extended a play, literally. It took like 10, he scored a touchdown. It took like 12 seconds. It was the longest play in history. And you could see he had a rocket then. I mean, he's a good football player. I mean, you know, he's just good.
Back on the positive side of the giveaway takeaway, and I think you were minus 10 last season, whatever you were.
Very good. You're correct. You're correct.
Right. Yeah. What about the reasons for that difference now? I mean, why is there such a difference?
Well, I think we're taking the ball away better, number one. That's for sure. I think our giveaway average is down just a little bit. We still have certainly room to improve in both of those categories. But those are, you know, it's been an emphasis since day one. You know, I looked at some of my notes. I told the team, you know, the quickest way to get this team turned around would be to go from minus 10 to plus 10. And, you know, I don't know, you know, we'll see. We're at plus 2. We got a long way to go. But, you know, that's the kind of football, you know, we show them every week. I think last week there were 10 teams that had a negative turnover margin in the game, and the record was 2-8. You know, it's just, again, there is a lot of important statistics in football, and that's certainly one that, you know, we want to keep an eye on and keep our players aware of where we're at.
It seems like every time we have a conference call with an opposing quarterback, a lot of the time they think about Brent Grimes. Is what he's been able to do this year all the more impressive because he's not one of the tallest guys at his position? Does that make him more impressive, just his athleticism?
Well, he's played, you know, I think the film, his history in the league, you know, as you study him, will tell you that he plays big. You know, he's on the measuring stick, he's not the tallest guy, but he plays hard. He's got those instincts that, you know, sometimes are hard to instruct guys with and coach up, and he loves to compete. And so, you know, he's been doing a good job.
Obviously,
he needs rest because of the groin, but how difficult is that to want to get him on the practice field, but you know he needs rest? And where's the balancing act?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, you know, you have to figure out, you know, you have to have faith that a player's ready. You have to, you know, get players ready to play a game. And at the same time, gauge their physical preparation for the game, but also their mental preparation. It's all kind of tied together. So it's not I don't know if there's a magic formula to it. I mean, I think you just have to take it on a case-by-case basis.
Do you get to a trust level with him in terms of when he has an issue, him being honest and telling you he has an issue?
Yeah, but I mean, again, this is a great about, you know, you have to trust your eyes too. I mean, certainly we communicate with players all the time on a regular basis, but, you know, you just have to do what you think is in the best interest of the team.